The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
There's a lot of sports to talk about going on right now, and a lot of non-sports, including this damn storm, which can bleep off already. Let's do it. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. That's just the main number. And of course, you can watch us on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975 and you can join in on the conversation there and hear whatever nonsense happens on the breaks. It's a Tuesday. Usually you guys are in a bad mood. I wouldn't blame you because it's a dreary-ass day out there.
Oh, yes.
Lots of rain, and this thing just kind of keeps hanging around. Hopefully, we'll be gone tomorrow. But, yeah, I hit kind of a nasty patch coming in. I was a little bit worried about getting here, but then nothing. Then sunshine. Very weird.
My kids, I woke up to... I've been getting up early, like 6:40, 6:30 to... I know that's not early for you.
No.
You wake up at like 5 because you're an old man.
I used to never do that. I mean, it really is. I'm up at 5:30 every morning, even if I stay up drinking until 1. It doesn't matter. I'm up at 5:30.
But my alarm went off at like 6:35 or 6:40, whatever it goes off at, because my son is running cross country. So I have to get him across country practice literally every day. And got up and, you know, brush my teeth and all that good stuff. And then I look at my phone and it says, all school is online only today. It's like, oh, are you kidding me? And then once I'm up and at them, I can't just like fall back asleep. Yeah. And I couldn't, like, normally, like, when I take him to cross country, and then I'll come home and I'll hop on the bicycle and I'll ride a few miles on the bike. Not really an option today.
No.
So I just came to work early.
Mm.
It's the worst. The worst.
Did you get here before anybody was here?
No, not that early.
It's less of a weird feeling now that we have like one third of the people in the office that there used to be, but like when you get here at 8 something and the only people here are John and Lance in here doing their show and they don't even have the lights on out there. It's a creepy place.
Yeah.
You know, but the good news is just keeping up with our buddy Eric Berger's reports, by tomorrow morning, afternoon, this thing should be gone, but we're going to get a lot more rain tonight.
Okay.
That's the bad news.
Well,
so
it happens.
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't been, it depends on where you are. Like there have been, I think they said 100 rescues out of vehicles, which
shocker.
Turn around, don't drown, guys. That's
we're still doing that. Huh?
Yeah, we still should turn. No, we're still not doing it. That's the problem.
Hmm.
So don't drown. You know, we don't want our blitzers drowning. Now, if you're a 610 listener who happened on here by accident and you're going back, you don't need to turn around. You can just keep driving. You're fine.
I mean, but we want people to die.
Well, their vehicle gets ruined. They won't have a radio. They can't listen to the bad guys.
That's true.
Just a thought. What else is happening?
I don't know that there is much more happening. It's kind of a regular old day. I'm like, it's a day. Tuesdays are the day where there's no football happening. So I did take that little bit of time that I got in early this morning. Do a little handicapping.
Yeah.
Get some work ready for next week so I can get on some early numbers, things like that. But, I guess for whatever reason, I'm just not that into these NBA series.
Yeah, me either.
The Western Conference series is easy to not be into because you have a pretty good idea of who's going to win. But the East is, I mean, it's pretty competitive, and I'm still, like, not clamoring for it. Just don't care that much.
Yeah, I well, last night I had football and hockey, so yeah. I wasn't going to watch anything.
The hockey game was pretty good?
It was okay. The Stars got in a hole early, though, and they're not going to win like that. And they played really well to get back in the game, but, you know, that for their method to beat Tampa is to get the lead and then just grind on them, and that's how they did game one. And Khudobin, who's was fantastic in game one, not so good in game two, and gave up some bad goals. They got in a hole, but they fought back. Pretty good game, but I still think the Stars win the series. At least that's what I'm hoping. That's my little plus 350 is hoping. But and then watch the Saints and Raiders, and I think the Raiders may be better than, you know, we thought they might be. And it sure looks like they finally decided, hey, you know what? Derek Carr's not bad. Yeah. Maybe we should quit worrying about Derek Carr, because that's not a problem. And where do you come down on kicking the field goal there at the end by Gruden?
Johnny Big Balls.
Yeah.
I mean, that's if you miss it. Although, you know what? I will say this. They were like, you don't want to give Drew Brees the ball with that much time on the clock. Well, if you watch that game, you realize that Drew Brees literally physically cannot throw the ball down the field.
Yeah, and this isn't last year's Texans defense.
Yeah, so I mean, honestly, I didn't mind it all that much. I mean, it was a bold play, but I think the Raiders felt like they were the better team last night, and it's kind of hard to argue with them. They may not be the better team just last night. They just might be better than the Saints.
They may be. And
because the Saints, I got news for you. Without Michael Thomas and with Drew Brees isn't the guy anymore who's just going to go out there and make whatever wide receiver you give him look like a stud. It doesn't work that way anymore because he's not that kind of a player right now.
Yeah, remember Colston?
Yeah.
They made Colston into a star.
Yeah, he's like an all-pro.
Yeah.
But he's I've talked a lot about Tom Brady. Drew Brees has certainly lost a step too, to the point where I was lightly invested in a teaser of Raiders and over, which I wish I would have just parlayed. would have been better.
Yeah.
Better payout. But I was thinking, man, maybe they'd be better off if they put Jameis Winston in. Which is kind of crazy to say out loud, but it's not impossible that the Saints have a better chance of being a big-time passing offense if Jameis Winston is in there.
What about your guy, the Mormon?
No, he got hurt last night after like two plays. He's just not built for it. But
yeah.
And I don't think he's a real quarterback anyway. But I do think that there is something to maybe the they're going to have to consider that at some point.
I think it's too soon for that. But if they're not going to have Michael Thomas, I think it's something you got to look at down the road. If this is what he's going to be, and that would be a really crappy way for him to finish up his career. But
yeah,
but I don't think it's a stupid suggestion at this point to start thinking about it. But because he didn't play well last week either. I mean, that's not why they won the game. He didn't play well against the Vikings in the playoffs. I mean, this is a trend. And I think if it goes on for a couple more games and you're trying to make it to a Super Bowl, you got to get more out of Drew Brees than that. Now, I don't think that Jameis Winston at his best is going to make you better.
No, but I will say that, and Josh just asked me this question via text. Question of the day, if the Saints have to throw a Hail Mary from the 50-yard line, do you have to bring Jameis Winston in to throw it? I think you probably do.
Yeah.
Unless, I don't know if Drew Brees getting it 50 yards in the air right now.
He's
under pressure? No way.
There's no way of knowing because he's not even trying. I mean, I'm guessing he can't. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. A lot of other stuff to get to, of course, and some of the injuries. There's all sorts of things happening. So
and the Astros continue to be a giant pile of mediocrity. I mean, what are we doing here? I'm almost just done altogether with them. They're inspiring nothing. No interest, no hope. I don't know what the Astros are anymore, but they're
a team that's going to sneak into the playoffs and get their ass kicked.
Yeah. It ain't good.
I mean, they're a .500 team, and their record is what they are, too. If you've watched them, I mean, that's... Yeah, but they're still 99% to make the playoffs.
Well, so. Yeah, I mean, they'll make the playoffs, but is that enough to, like, get you into it? Everybody's making the playoffs.
No, not now that we have football. In all honesty, it's really hard for me to get excited about the Astros or basketball or anything that's not... Because college football is about to be a normal schedule this week for the first time all year.
Yeah.
With the SEC back. And there's a UH game. I just got too much to be interested in other than to watch a mediocre baseball team that, you know...
A couple days ago, they tweeted something out, and this was a bad move by them. I thought about saying something, but I didn't. But the Astros tweeted out they won a game. This was, I guess, Sunday. They tweeted, winners win. And I was like, that's an odd thing for a 500 baseball team to tweet out. Whoever's running their social media, they should reconsider who that guy is. That ain't good. Winners win.
Yeah, well, okay. I guess.
I mean, it's true.
Well,
but
is it winners win one, and then they lose one, and then they win one, and then they lose one?
Now's not the time to point that out to people, that winners win.
Yeah, they use trash cans when they do it. I'm just curious. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
Let me tell you guys about Elate Health. It is Prostate Awareness Month. September is every year. I didn't know that, but now you do know. And if you have an enlarged prostate or you're showing symptoms of enlarged prostate, you may go to a doctor and they'll say, well, you got to have surgery. If you've got BPH, you got to have surgery. We got to put a drill inside your pee hole. That's why you need to call Elate Health instead of whatever jokers you're talking to now, because at Elate Health, Dr. Doe, Dr. Manavis, they'll say, no, we don't have to do that. We can do PAE, which is a revolutionary, non-invasive procedure that they do. You're in and out of the office in a couple hours, and it's super simple. Uses x-ray technology to treat your prostate, and boom, you're all better. No one's done more of these in Houston than Dr. Doe. He's the first guy in Houston to do this procedure. He's the guy you want. 832-850-4618. That's 832-850-4618, or you can learn more about the procedure at choosepae.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Tuesday. Hope you're having a good one. I should be in an awful mood because it's all rainy and miserable out there. I'm just in a great mood today. I'm going to have some fun on the show. Somebody asked, will Vegas adjust to all the overs going on in the NFL? They always adjust.
Yep.
And when you go and look at it, the percentages are not as... they're usually off a little early, and especially with so much unknown. And, you know, some people are diving in really hard, and some people are being a little cautious. I've chosen the cautious approach. I didn't play last night. I was going to play Vegas. And I think I did wind up playing total. I had... 8 bets this weekend, which is high for me in a normal time. I had one college bet that had the over in SMU North Texas. And then I wound up betting, going 3-3 on my regular NFL plays. And then I played the end game on the Cowboys. So 6 bets, I guess. It's a lot more than I usually do. Usually most weekends I've got 4 or 5 tops because I'm not a volume guy, but I'm also betting more on those games than what I'm betting right now though. So 713-780-ESPN. Somebody said, I had an 8-teamer and I lost on the over under 48.5 Raiders. I had the under. Do you think that was a good bet or do you think I should have taken the over? Last game score cost me $4,300. I won the other games. I don't think it was a bad play. A bad bet because you got down to the end on an 8-teamer. So it's easy in retrospect to say, maybe I should have taken the over because it went over.
Yeah.
But I think the way the game flow went, I think that was a good play. I mean, you missed it by a little tiny bit. Yeah. So, you know, that happens. And a lot of times, Like, I'll make a bet and win and feel like I was on the wrong side of it. You know, that I just got lucky. And sometimes, you know, I mean, the Vegas is good at this. That's why it's so hard to have a high percentage of these things, because
yeah,
you can be right and Vegas can be right. And then you're like, eh, okay. 832 says, turns out my new employee is a blitzer. Is this a good or a bad thing? Hashtag degenerate.
New employee?
Yeah.
I don't know. You tell me.
I think it's a good thing. So, somebody still, people are still asking about RJ Bell. Guys, I have no idea what's going on with RJ.
Haven't heard from him.
Yeah, yeah. We've reached out. We haven't heard. So, you know, I'm just assuming that that's not happening anymore. Jared asked, not Wednesday, but with 7 torn ACLs over this past week in the NFL, what are the odd positive COVID tests are higher? I don't understand what the correlation is.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Yeah, but I mean, there were a lot of injuries, but I think historically the first couple of weeks there always are, and there's always some big ones. And I'd have to go back and research it, but I was watching ESPN and they were like, "Oh well, this is terrible because the players aren't prepared." And I'm like, man, every year there's a bunch of injuries the first week. It's just it's part of the game, unfortunately. Now, you know, was it harsh what happened to San Francisco? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think it had anything to do with the lack of training camp and things like that. So, Largo wants to know, how do you not hedge if you're at the end of an 8-teamer suspect? Well, that's a good point. And I would never play an 8-teamer because it's a lottery ticket.
Yeah, what are you doing?
That's so you can't bitch about not hitting it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, you're just trying to get lucky. And, you know, there's no real good science to 8-teamers. I mean, there's times to parlay. And I know people like to do this, especially online, bet $5 to try to win a whole bunch.
I get that.
Yeah. And
but don't, no, you can't bitch when that doesn't hit.
Yeah. So.
Because it's not supposed to hit.
Right. Right. 713-780 ESPN is your number. Some of the, ESPN ranked the most impactful injuries. I'm betting you can guess. I don't know. One and two are both
impactful, like on the season or on their personal teams.
On their teams, the impact.
Christian McCaffrey's number one.
Well, but these are the guys who are out for the year.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say he's the most used guy in the NFL.
Yeah. No, he would be number one if he were dead. These are all guys who are out for the season.
I would probably say Saquon Barkley's number one.
They have Nick Bosa number one.
You can make an argument for it because they have injuries in clusters now.
Yeah, I mean, I think those two, you can make an argument for either one. I would have Barkley one as well.
Because
They do have McCaffrey in here now. They updated it with him.
Okay, the drop-off from Saquon to replacement is the Giants are calling Devontae Freeman and saying, hey, do you want to work this year? Like, that's a pretty massive drop. And not that Mike Davis isn't a huge drop-off from Christian McCaffrey, too.
Right.
But yeah, if they're including Christian McCaffrey,
he should be number one. He's third.
So. He's the most used player in the NFL, non-quarterback. Like, he touches the ball more than anyone who's not a quarterback.
Yeah. Now, well, when I read this morning, he wasn't on there, so they've added him since.
Okay.
So he's third, which means, dude, if you're going to go in and add something, make him first. Fourth, Drew Lock.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, starting quarterback. I think the guy who's fifth is more important to them than he is, Cortland Sutton. Sixth is Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay.
Seventh, Devontae Adams. That feels low to me.
Yeah, especially because he's like their only established guy.
Eight, Tavon Young of the Ravens. Nine, Malik Hooker of the Colts. That's a big one.
Yeah.
That feels like that should be a little higher. 10, Brandon Scherff of the Washington FC. I don't think anybody's impactful on Washington. No, they're just not good. Come on.
I was going to say.
Byron Jones of the Dolphins. Well, who did that?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Fat fingers. Sorry.
No, I thought that was me, and I'm like, God, I feel so stupid.
No.
And I was going to check it. I'm muted. Good. 12 is Raheem Mostert. Also feels a little low. Oh, they've got some running backs. 13, Tyrod Taylor. Did you see what Anthony Lynn said today about Justin Herbert?
Yeah, and I don't understand why. I thought Justin Herbert played really, really well, actually. That's not a. I don't think it's a cool thing for the coach to say. I didn't like it. I'm sure he doesn't like it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the kid played pretty well. If you're going to say he's not ready yet, then there's other ways to do it without just saying, "Oh, he's not ready." What if he has to play again next week? Yeah.
They have Jimmy Garoppolo on that list?
Yeah.
He isn't out for the season yet, I don't think.
No, I think now they're I think the thing is there is just people who are going to be hurt for a while. Because they have Will Fuller, number 21. But there's no impact on that because the guy's never on the field. Yeah. Said, if you didn't notice Fuller during Sunday's loss to the Ravens, well, you had a couple of reasons. One is that Fuller was erased by Marlon Humphrey and company during the game, touching the ball once as a runner for 0 yards without ever being targeted. And the other was he was reportedly struggling to stay loose with a hamstring injury.
That'll do it.
God. You know, the guy who always tweets, who's tweeted me like twice after Fuller's had career games when I said Fuller would never amount to anything.
They're not talking to you.
Where are you now? Where are you now?
I don't know where
they are. How about you? How about you tweet at me and say, you know what? Maybe I was wrong and you were right, Mr. Fowler. The guy's a loser. He can't stay healthy. And if he was healthy, guess what? He just got shut down. The guy's done nothing. He's had like two career games. Oh my God. But you know, nobody ever does that. It's just the next time he actually has a game where
he'll be back.
Yeah, he'll tweet at me. Oh, see, I told you could play. Yeah, it's a little late. A little late for that, buddy. And when he's not here next year, he'll be somebody else's problem. Hey, guys, I got to tell you about Harry's. Harry's razors are terrific, and you can get them in the store now if you want. I still like everything else. I like to order online. And if you want to, you can get a great, great deal if you order online right now. You can get a trial set for just $3 when you use code KFNC at checkout on harrys.com. I mean, $3, and you get all kinds of cool stuff for that. And Harry's razors are fantastic, man. I've been using them for years now. I'll never go back to anything else. And they're available wherever you shop. Just go to the grooming aisle. But the best thing to do, get on here and order online and get this great deal. Check them out. See if you like them. I think you will. Harry's has a great offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set with code KFNC at harrys.com. That includes a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code KFNC at checkout. That's KFNC. And give Harry's sharper blades a try.
Serious, but this here is a celebration of life, elevation of self, education via mics. So long after they close my box and all of the critics forget me.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
713 says, Fred, do you think Fuller won't be here next year? Have you seen him in practice? We'll probably give him 4 years for $125 million. Touche, sir. Well played. You're probably right. The Patent 409, so what do you guys think of 49ers, Jarrett McKinnon, a bunch of other guys calling out the turf at MetLife Stadium on ESPN. I don't think the turf had a whole heck of a lot to do with it, but I wasn't on the field.
What sucks for the Niners is they got to play there again this week.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jarrett McKinnon, what's he complaining about? Mostert and Coleman are hurt. He's got a job now. He's useful.
Yeah, was that not the funniest play ever? Maybe my favorite play of the entire weekend. The Jets give up a first down on 3rd and 31 on a running play. I don't know if you saw that.
I did.
And I think that's
humiliating.
It was McKinnon, wasn't it? I think it was McKinnon. Yeah, it was just, it was hilarious. I'm watching this going, oh, come on. Come on, Jets. That's such a Jet thing to do. And of all the 0-2 teams, I think they're the most hopeless. They're certainly the poorest coached.
Jake Asman, who's a Jets guy, he was talking to me about, you know, he heard the show yesterday, and I feel like the discussion we had yesterday got a lot of run with some different shows. And, you know, I heard John and Lance were talking about it, and Josh has talked about it, but talking about, you know, where Deshaun Watson is and who else we make excuses for. And he said, you know, I thought of another guy who who I think would be better, you know, who I blame the quarterback's flaws on the coach. And he said, it's Sam Darnold, which I agreed with him. And, you know, I'm like, I say, yeah, do I think Sam Darnold should be better than he is? Absolutely. I think Sam Darnold is, he still has the potential to be a pretty good player. I liked him coming out of college. I do think Adam Gase is adult. So it's not shocking that he's struggling, but the difference between them is, and this is what I was explaining to him, no one thinks that Sam Darnold is currently a top-tier quarterback.
Well, nobody's putting him in that Patrick Mahomes conversation like some people were doing with Deshaun Watson, which was the point of yesterday's conversation. And he's right. I do think, and we talk about this all the time, what situation you wind up in can make all the difference in your success. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes was in a perfect situation. If he'd gone to Cleveland, I don't know that he'd be Patrick Mahomes. I think if Sam Darnold had gone to Kansas City, who knows? Maybe he'd be a successful quarterback.
Maybe so.
But you tend to, but the great ones tend to overcome whoever, the truly great ones. And that's the thing. I don't think if Sam Darnold is great, I think he's probably going to be whatever his coaching staff is. In this case, they're lousy.
And I
think Deshaun Watson's probably going to be whatever his coaching staff is, which is, in this case, mediocre.
Yeah, I want to make it clear, because when John was talking about it this morning, he made it sound like I'm blaming everything on Deshaun.
No. I hope that's not what people got out of that.
That's not the case. What I'm saying is, every week, it's the same thing. Bill O'Brien sucks. It's Bill O'Brien's fault. At some point, Deshaun has to shoulder some of that blame with him. That's what I'm getting at. That's where I don't see how long you can be immune to that for before it like starts to fall on you too. And Lance brought up a good point to John. You know, when they win a game, when Deshaun makes a big play, we don't say, "Oh, what a great play by like Bill O'Brien drew up. What a great win for Bill O'Brien." When they win, Deshaun gets the credit. When they lose, Bill O'Brien gets the blame. That's not how it should work.
No, they both should share the blame.
Exactly.
Right now
they don't.
I still think it's more O'Brien's fault than it is Watson's, but it's time to quit just giving Watson a pass. And I was saying this all offseason. This is the year he needs to take that step. This is the year he needs to become elite. And we've seen him up against the best twice now, and guess what? Not so much. And yeah, I had an email from somebody who told me that people are scared to criticize Deshaun because they don't want to be seen as racist. Frankly, I think you're racist if you don't criticize the guy. I hope we're past all that kind of stuff.
Plus, don't worry. We live in a time where literally the unquestioned three best quarterbacks in the league today are all black men.
Yeah.
So saying that one black guy has to be held accountable is not racist, I assure you. Everyone's okay with, like, this isn't the days where it's like, oh, they've got a black quarterback, or like they're judged differently. No, the three best guys in the league are all black. So it's not racist to say that Deshaun Watson deserves criticism. You're okay. You're in the clear.
Yeah, I think it's racist not to be critical, to not treat him fairly, which, you know, and I think it's time that he bears some of that. And maybe it's, you know, I don't know. I think it's warranted. I think he's not part of the problem, but he's done nothing to be part of the solution yet. I guess that's the real issue. Want to squeeze in one of these? I can't read what's on the board there.
That says Hemp Hill.
Oh, okay.
Hey, guys. Hey, Fred. Hey, AJ.
Hello.
My question is, you've been saying it all along about Bill O'Brien and Deshaun and Harden. Till they get them a legitimate coach over there at 610 and over there at the Rockets downtown, this town ain't going to get a winner.
Well,
they won't. And I hang up and listen.
I think it's a little unfair to say that about the Rockets, because I think Mike D'Antoni was a legitimate coach. I don't think that he's a championship coach, because he's proven over his career that's not what he is. But to me, the blame of what's going on with the Rockets falls much more on the personnel and really the management above the coach, the way the team is built, than it does on the coach.
Yeah, I don't think a coach is going to make a difference for the Rockets. I do believe a good coach would make a difference for the Texans.
I think so too.
I think a change there would make a difference, and it might be a negative difference. You can go backwards, but I mean, I'm all for taking that chance. I think if you're just, but the problem is they're content with division titles, and so that's where they're going to be. The guy can get you division titles, and you know he's going to, despite what you've seen, they're going to be in the mix for it again this year, and that why he's not going to go anywhere, and we're just going to be trapped in the same thing. And this is why I really wish I could just say I'm done with this team. I don't care what happens to them. I really don't care what happens at this point. But I have to write about them. We have to talk about them. So I wish that something would be different. Anything. It's not.
No.
What are we going to do? But I do think it is new for Deshaun to get some heat, but he should get some heat. What is what the hell are these fines for these masks for the coaches? The hell's that about? $100,000?
And the team's getting fined $250K? What are we doing? That's a lot of money for. I mean, you're talking about guys. You go to someone's head, a quarterback's head. You're not getting fined that much.
No. Okay. Explain to me why it's that big of a deal. Isn't everybody tested? Aren't they all? You know, you got players on the sidelines not wearing them. Why does a coach have to wear one?
It's a great question.
I'm just curious.
Some, the coaches are more contagious. I don't know. They're all being tested.
Well, they're. I mean, some of them are older. Like, I don't want Andy Reid getting the Rona. That would be scary. But, and listen, you know me. I'm all for masks. I got no problem wearing them out and about. But I don't wear a mask when we're doing the show.
No.
I don't know why those guys have to do it. And my favorite part, though, is the guys that are wearing masks and still covering their face with the clipboard while they're calling a play. It's like, really? Come on, guys.
Or Belichick moving it from his nose to his mouth, but never covering both.
Well, I think you're allowed to take it down when you're actually calling plays, if you're a play caller. But then that bodes the question, why even have them wear it? Like, what's the point? If you're going to bring it down to talk?
Yeah.
That's when you're projecting the most.
I mean, they sit in small meeting rooms all week with these guys.
They probably wear masks in those meeting rooms, honestly.
Maybe.
But they're also, it's a little, I mean, if you believe Hard Knocks, they do.
When there's a camera around, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk to Rocky. Hello, Rocky Sports.
Yo, Hoffman, what up?
What up?
Yo, like, Matthew Stafford has zero playoff wins. And Deshaun has won. He should be worth the money. Matthew Stafford got paid off. And, you know,
yeah.
Russell Wilson.
Do you think the Lions are getting a good return on their investment in Matt Stafford? Do you think he's been worth the money?
Yeah, he's a great quarterback, but.
Oh, he's great. But you shouldn't pay him.
Hold up. Deshaun is too. So, I mean, like, why complain about him? He has one playoff win. He has zero.
I mean, do you want me to complain about all the bad NFL quarterback contracts? I can. But, yeah, I mean, Matt's one playoff win in a game where he played like total ass.
Can I?
Let's not forget. Everyone said, oh, he won the game against Buffalo, and he did. He had a game-winning miracle play against Buffalo that really covered up the fact that he sucked the entire game. His other two playoff games? He might as well have no-showed against the Colts because, I mean, Andrew Luck didn't
even
have to.
He did no-show.
He didn't even have to play in that game. Andrew Luck was like, wait, really? This? And then the Chiefs game. If we want to talk about playoff performances, I don't think he's had one good playoff moment. I don't think Matt Stafford deserves to be paid the way he is either. Don't tell me Matt Stafford's a great quarterback. Matt Stafford's a good quarterback. A great quarterback, there would be no question. Great quarterbacks are Russell Wilson. Great quarterbacks are Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers. These are the guys who are paid what they're worth because that's how good they are. Anytime we're having a discussion about what these guys should be paid, it probably gives you an idea that they probably shouldn't have got that money. You know?
Well, first off, let me just clarify something. We are in Houston, right?
We are.
He is the quarterback of the Houston team, right?
Yes.
We're not.
I don't care about the Lions.
We're not
salary
in Detroit,
cap.
Right? Just checking. So yeah, I don't get your point. Sorry.
I mean, it's clearly a guy wanting to defend Deshaun Watson, and that's fine. Like, the fact that they paid him, I already said they shouldn't have paid him when they did. They should have waited till after this year. But if they're going to pay him, that's fine. I'm not all that worried about that. My main concern, what this whole conversation came up about is, let's stop pretending like he's not to blame. No one blames all the Lions' woes on just their coaching staff. They can't, because they've had like four or five since Matt Stafford got there. Matt Stafford has to take some of that blame. And if he doesn't, I'd be saying, what the hell? And that there's a reason why no one thinks of Matt Stafford as an elite quarterback, because he gets a lot of that blame. For some reason here, it is the only market out of 32, at least from what I can tell, where the coach is always an excuse for the quarterback. I haven't seen another one. That somehow Deshaun Watson's a top five quarterback, even though he doesn't play like a top five quarterback. The only reason he doesn't play like a top five quarterback is the coach. Who else? No one gave me a name yesterday. I don't think I'll get one today. What other player, what quarterback do we say, well, he's really elite, he just doesn't look like it because his coach. And again, don't tell me about Clemson. I don't care what he did at Clemson. I don't care what he did in the first six games of his rookie year. I care about his development, which it hasn't happened. We're still talking about Deshaun like he's got the same potential he did 3 years ago, despite the fact we've seen no growth. If you buy a stock, Fred, and it just sits there, you buy it when it's at its peak, and it's like, oh yeah, this is going to be a big riser, and it just sits there for 3 years. Do you say, oh yeah, this is a big riser, or do you say, well, this stock I paid a lot for, and it's just kind of sitting here? And here's the other question: if you buy that stock 3 years ago, and it doesn't move for 3 years, after 3 years, do you pile a whole bunch more money into it? No, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Well, by his logic, you should be paying Ryan Tannehill more than you should be paying Deshaun Watson, because Tannehill has one more win than
yeah,
Watson.
Yeah, buddy. Playoff wins.
832 asks, what's the long-term damage from the Watson deal? How much talent we have to pass on now because they can't afford him? We went over that in detail.
And it won't be for a couple years.
Yeah, there's only 2 years where it's really, really punitive. And at that point, you're going to have a bunch of stuff off the books. The contract itself is not going to be that bad. So I'm not too worried about the guy getting paid, other than I wouldn't have done it yet. I mean,
there's no need to pay him yet.
I honestly would have waited and said, okay, go out there and prove to me this year that you're truly elite. Not that we think you can be elite. Not that you can be elite once or twice during the season, but show me that you're elite. And you know what? Our last four games of sample size, are we seeing elite?
I haven't. But I'm a hater, so.
No, I mean, I love the guy. I've been higher on him than most people, and I still think that the potential's there, but I'm not seeing it.
You can't feel as good about him as you did 3 years ago, is what I'm saying.
No, well, even midway through last season, and we went to that point last year, where yesterday we talked about the point last year where it went south. And even up until then, I thought, you know what, this guy's going to, he is going to be on that level. And there's nothing I've seen since that tells me he will. And that, to me, is regression, and that's a problem. And you know what? Maybe your hair is regressing. Well, my man Dr. Linville can fix it for you. And he is elite. He is a champ. And guys, if you go to 975hair.com, had a friend of mine shoot me an email, and he had it done, and he loves the way his hair looks. I had it done, obviously. And it's a cool procedure, man, because this isn't hair plugs. This isn't some weird wig. This is basically the neograft procedure. What he does is take hair off the back of your head and put it to wherever you don't have it. And in this case, you know, it was on top for me and in front. And, man, it's a cool process. It's your own hair. And free consultations, 975hair.com. And when you do your consult, be sure you check out his hair, because he's had it done too, and his hair looks fantastic. And he wanted to help guys out like you and me. And the cool thing about it was I looked into all this other stuff, and I was just like, I was ready to give up. And then I talked to Dr. Linville, I had the procedure. It's changed my life. 975hair.com. Get your hair back today, 975hair.com. Drop anything.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we're back on The Blitz. Zach says, if you could trade Watson for Dak right now, would Watson be elite in Dallas? I think those guys are awfully similar. So, no, I wouldn't trade them because... Especially if Dallas is going to pay Dak anyway, I don't think Dak is better than Deshaun. I like the upside of Deshaun more than I like the upside of Dak. But as it stands right now, they're not all that different. Let's talk to Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hey, bud. This is in a nutshell for me. This is the bottom line. Number one, you have Bill O'Brien and the offense coordinator. They're very incompetent. So my thing is this. Bill O'Brien, he does not know how to coach a black quarterback. He don't know how to exercise the skill set that Deshaun Watson have. So my take on it, I would fire Bill O'Brien and damn his whole entire coaching staff, and I would offer Dabo Swinney the money that John Gruden got, and I guarantee you, if you put him with Deshaun Watson, who knows how to coach a black quarterback, and the skill set that this guy brings to the table, you will see a different Deshaun Watson, hands down. Bill O'Brien has made a mess of Deshaun Watson's career thus far.
I mean, well, I don't know that I agree with you. I'm not saying Bill O'Brien shouldn't be fired, but... I don't know that I agree with you that he doesn't know how to coach a black quarterback. I'm not sure why coaching a black quarterback is any different than coaching a white quarterback. And if you're telling me it's because he can run, I mean, I'd argue then that besides Lamar Jackson, the best running quarterback in the NFL today is a white guy. So, I think that and bringing in Dabo Swinney is a guy who's never coached in the NFL. You'd have to pay off the rest of O'Brien's coaching contract and his GM contract. You'd hire Dabo for Gruden money, which that ain't enough. That's 10 years you're committing. And then you've got to hire a GM on top of it. And you still don't know if Deshaun is the guy. I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested. Now, I don't think that Deshaun or that Bill O'Brien would be any more successful coaching a white quarterback than coaching a black one. That's what I'm getting at.
He hasn't been.
He's had some white guys. And Tom Savage, very white, did not have a lot of success under Bill O'Brien.
I think the point he's trying to make, though, is that the better point is he's not good at adjusting to the talent he has. And the best coaches don't force their system on everything, right? They don't say, we're doing this. And if you've got a guy, and Belichick's a perfect example. You've had Tom Brady all these years. Look at their offense now with Cam Newton. They've adjusted. They've adjusted to the talent they have. And if you want to argue that O'Brien hasn't, then I'll hear that. I'll hear that argument. But it has nothing to do with whether he's black, white, or green.
Yeah.
So
let's talk to Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
Sports.
I feel like they're sports, guys. Matt Stafford may be someone who's not had the benefit of positive coaching, although I guess he's never really had one that's been there for, more than 3 years at a time. He's a little long in the tooth. He's been injured here and there. But overall, I mean, the Lions went 0-16 and came up with the number one pick just, well, I don't know, maybe not just for Stafford, but they got him. They had Megatron with them, and it just never seemed to materialize. And I'm interested in hearing what y'all think about that. Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks. Bye-bye.
That's twice that Matt Stafford has come up today.
I don't know what's going on with Matt. I mean, why is Matt Stafford even in our discussion?
Yeah, I don't really know where to take that other than what we said earlier when the guy brought up Matt Stafford. So,
all right,
I would point you to the, I think it was 4:15 in the podcast.
Let's talk to Patrick. Hello, Patrick.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, football gentlemen.
Football to you.
Yeah, I'd like to say, Bill O, not as the coach is the problem, it's Bill O as the GM is the problem. That's why I don't think Deshaun should get all the blame. Look at all the bad decisions he's made as a GM, taking talent, overpaying guys. That's the biggest issue. That's the crux of the problem right there, Bill O, the GM. That's all I have to say, gentlemen. Have a good day.
All right. I'll take it. I don't disagree with that. I think Coach O'Brien is not great either. I do think GM O'Brien is worse. We agree on that?
I just don't think this goes back to the whole giving him all this power thing, which, and promoting him. Every time he does something stupid, he gets promoted and gets more power. And you know, every coach would love to have the kind of power where they can make all the decisions and, you know, keep who they want to keep and get their guys. But if you're going to do that, it better work. And I'm tired of this whole, I want the whole thing that Bill Belichick has, because Bill Belichick earned that. You know who didn't? Chip Kelly. And this is the same situation. Chip Kelly took over the entire organization. What happened?
It didn't work out.
And I'd love to sit here and disagree with you, but it's not going to change. The reality is, this guy's here. He's going to have both jobs. I don't know what he has on the McNairs, but he's got something.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.